presents this unabridged recording of Wedderburn, a true tale of blood and dust, written and read by Mary Rose Cuskelly. In memory of Peter Lockhart, Mary Lockhart, and Gregory Holmes, and for all those left brokenhearted. That is what is so convenient in tragedy. The least little turn of the wrist will do the job. Anything will set it going. Jeanne Anouilh, Antigone. The littlest thing can cause a fallout. Gavin Holt, Councillor for Wedderburn Ward, Loddonshire. Introduction. The first account I heard of the killings had the logic and trajectory of a fairy tale. Not a Disneyfied souffle of princesses and citrusy pastels, but a grisly fable such as might have been told by the Brothers Grimm. Essentially, it centred around an uncomplicated plot, set in train by conflict, impelled by the actions of archetypal characters, and climaxing in a scene of cathartic violence. Foremost among the slain was a tyrant, feared and hated, then the tyrant's weak wife and her warrior son. The latter had recently returned from battle, wild and strange from the things he had seen and done. There were even hints of a stepdaughter, imprisoned against her will, who fled under the protection of the man who would become her husband. Then there was the stern loner, who dispensed harsh justice to the tyrant and his family in an act of righteous vengeance. Finally, there was the village, freed from the yoke of the tyrant's malignant presence. Of course, the reality was neither so neat nor so simple. The protagonists were not archetypes, but complex and flawed human beings whose motivations were clouded and whose state of mind was contested by those who knew them. What was clear was the scale of the violence and the blast-like devastation of its fallout. The slaughter was extravagant and bloody. The grief and horror of the victim's family and those close to them were profound, their lives blighted by the knowledge of what had been done to their loved ones. And yet, there were people in the small town of Wedderburn in central Victoria who, while they did not exactly rejoice, quietly thought that Ian Jamieson, who murdered his three neighbours one night in October 2014, had done them all a favour. When I first began to probe into the killing of Peter Lockhart, his wife Mary, and her son Gregory Holmes, I did so with little more than curiosity as to where the story might lead and what it might reveal. There were the murders themselves, obviously, and how they unfolded. But after I read the first scant reports that a feud fueled by dust was behind the violence, the crime itself was the thing of least interest to me. I was more intrigued by questions relating to the community in which it happened, the relationships between all of those involved, and what could lead a person over months and years, seemingly inexorably to the point where they could commit such an act.